Open up that Crystal Pepsi and get comfortable.
This is Dope Nostalgia.
Hey friends, it's episode 201 of Dope Nostalgia Podcast. That 200th episode sure was something, man. The reunion of Perfect Gentlemen. And if you haven't had a chance to hear it, hey, there's 200 episodes in our back catalog. You can check them out on every streaming service where you get your podcasts. My name is Naomi, and our special guest today, her name is Shalina. She hosts her own podcast called Everything 90s. I saw her online on her social media, decided to go check out her show, and I thought, oh, we would have a great time talking about some 90s artists. So when I approach somebody who has their own podcast to do that, we usually just, I give them the list of the artists we want to talk about, and they'll choose from the list, or they're also welcome to pick somebody who's not on it. Well, Shalina picked Keisha Shante, which is very cool, a Canadian R&B star. She's had a lot of hit singles and a lot of cool stories, and she's had quite a bit of success in the U.S. as well. Before we get to talking about Keisha Shante, we'll give you some background information, but I also want to let you guys know what's coming up this year for Dope Nostalgia. Starting a brand new segment where we're going to be talking to young folks like Gen Zs, younger millennials, about songs, artists that they remember from the 90s, or I'm going to be talking to them, bringing them up names, seeing what they can tell me. The first clip, I don't have an official theme song yet for this or official title. If you guys can think of any really cool titles for the show for this segment, you can always drop us an email at dopenostalgiapodcast@gmail.com. There is also our hotline. Give us a call and leave a message toll free. 1-888-741-9192. Give us a call. Leave us a message if you have any ideas for this new segment and a new title for it. Here's a little sample of that with my buddy Skylar as the very first victim of my questioning.
This is Skylar, who was born in 1999. Skylar, say hello to the people.
Oh, hello. How's it going, everyone?
It's pretty good out there. Hey, Skylar. Who's your favorite artist of music from the 90s?
Oh, that's actually maybe Matchbox 20, honestly. Mm-hmm. Maybe Matchbox 20. Maybe, I like a little, Tupac, actually. Tupac,
yeah,
I'd say. Tupac and Matchbox 20, I'd say.
How did you get into all your eclectic music tastes?
I'm sorry, eclectic?
Yes.
So I'd say more eccentric than eclectic, honestly. But, I really don't have a preference. It's just like, I mean, I listen to a song, like if it sounds good, has a catchy rhythm, nice hook, I like it. But I don't know. It's just as simple as that, honestly.
You are an old soul.
Really? You think I'm an old soul? I'm quite young.
Yeah, but I think that you really are partial to a lot of the music over the years, like 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and on.
Well, I mean, it's just nice to have an open mind, you know. There's a reason why people liked this music back in the day, so like, I can appreciate stuff like that. Like, I can appreciate new music, old music, like, I don't know. It's just like, I listen to an old song, if it has a nice catchy beat, I actually really enjoy it, so, yeah.
You're a lovely human being. Thank you, Skylar.
Oh, thank you.
We'll talk.
That was it?
Maybe I should ask you some more questions about the 90s. Have you ever listened to a band called Guns N' Roses?
Yeah, November Rain?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah. That's one of my favorite. Can we swear?
How many? You can swear on my podcast. It's okay. They want us out of here. Okay. Have you listened to any grunge music?
I like Nirvana, actually. I really liked, not too much. I don't know grunge, like, music. Like, what are some of the bands that we would say? Maybe I know songs. But
okay. Well, you nailed it with Nirvana. Can you think of any other grunge bands of the 1990s?
No, not really off the top of my head. Not Metallica, no, that's more metal. Grunge? No, not too really. Not too much, really. I'm sorry.
Have you heard of a band called Alice in Chains?
It sounds familiar, actually, but no, I can't remember any of their songs.
Have you heard of a band called Pearl Jam?
Yes, yeah, I've heard of Pearl Jam. That's grunge?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I actually really like Pearl Jam.
What's your favorite
Pearl Jam song?
I like Daughter by Pearl Jam, and then, yeah, I like Daughter. That's probably, I would say, my favorite one.
But. Have you heard of a band called Soundgarden?
Soundgarden. No, that one has flew over my head, unfortunately. No.
A singer named Chris Cornell?
I've heard that name before, but I don't know any of his work.
Have you heard of Audioslave?
Oh, these are just throwing random names at me now. I have no fucking idea. But I don't know. No.
Okay. Well, thank you for being my guest today.
Yeah, sorry.
You did great.
Sorry I wasn't as entertaining as most of the guests, but...
You're the first one.
Oh, I'm special.
You're the first one for my remote interviews.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm glad to be the first. I feel special, honestly. I hope it goes really well for you.
You're very kind. That's Skylar, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, there'll be tons of surprises, too, but some really exciting stuff solidified coming up this year. Of course, the big New Kids on the Block Magic Summer Tour 2024 is happening. Their new album, Still Kids, coming out on May 17th. So there's going to be a lot of exciting New Kids stuff this year, as they haven't put out a brand new album in so long. And I'm going on my very first ultimate meet and greet experience with the New Kids on the Block, which means I get to spend a few minutes with them, just me and the five of them, one-on-one. We're going to do photos, and hopefully I'll get to ask them some sweet questions for the show. And even if I don't do that, I'm just so excited to have that experience. So it's taken a long time to make it happen, and I'm very excited. And I'll be sharing as much as I can of that experience with you guys. I'm also going to be meeting Paula Abdul in July, and I'm so fucking stoked. She was one of my huge idols as a child. I had her sunflower shoes, those sun blossom shoes from LA Gear. I wanted to dance like her. Every music video, I just adored Paula. So I'm very excited about that. This October, Mr. Nick Carter is coming to Edmonton on his solo tour, Who I Am. So I'm going to be at the show, but I'm also going to do my best to see if we can like talk to him at any point. As well, the other big, big, big one coming up is one of my very favorite bands from Boston. They are called Extreme, and they're also going to be playing here in Edmonton. And my friends and I have got front row tickets. So what incredible stuff and so many amazing experiences coming up this year. It's quite a year for concerts, and everything we can do to bring that to you, I'm going to do. Dope Nostalgia is going to be there. Jimmy is coming with me. Remember James P. White? He's been a co-host on the show several times. And he's going to come down to California with me for two of the New Kids shows down there. So, whew, we're going to make some much content. You won't believe it. Here's some background information on our subject today, Keisha Shante.
Wikipedia moment.
Please bear in mind that Wikipedia is not to be taken as actual 100% fact. Any donkey could edit it at any time. If I'm reading you the artist's bio, that stuff is real truth.
Keisha Shante Harper is a Canadian singer, television host, actress, songwriter, businesswoman, and philanthropist. As a teenager, Shante gained recognition with the release of her singles Unpredictable, Bad Boy, Does He Love Me, Been Gone, To You, and Fallen featuring Drake, and has since released four albums. In 2013, she rose to international prominence as the co-host of BET's 106 and Park with Bow Wow, launching her career as a TV host and television personality. Shante is also known as Drake's first girlfriend and musical muse, who he refers to as Kiki in his song called In My Feelings. Shante made history as the youngest Juno Award winner and is a seven-time nominee, and has won five Canadian Urban Music Awards and two Canadian Radio Music Awards. Shante was given a star on the Brampton Arts Walk of Fame for her achievements in Canadian music and film. Shante has had many number one singles on radio in both Canada and Japan, as well as eight top 10 singles on the radio music charts. She has earned multiple SoCan number one awards for her songwriting efforts. and her single Table Dancer hit number 1 on the Billboard Japan Digital Chart, number 9 on the Billboard Japan Hot 100. Shantae is a 2-time Canadian Screen Award winner and 4-time nominee for Best TV Host. She has conducted interviews with many high-profile celebrities, including former First Lady of the United States, Michelle Obama. Shantae has served as an international music judge on The World's Best and hosted Entertainment Tonight Canada and ETC Live in California. Shantae is currently an international voter for the Golden Globe Awards. Shantae has hosted, judged, and appeared on numerous shows, including the BET Awards, Paramount Plus Peak of the Week, the official Big Brothers After Show, Battle of the Blades, The Next Star, Top Chef Canada, Chopped Canada, and Match Game. As a philanthropist and humanitarian, Shantae has donated and raised millions of dollars with multiple organizations and causes, including We Charity, Canadian Foundation for AIDS Research, Joyful Heart Foundation, and World Vision International. Shantae also hosted We Day and is a motivational speaker advocating for mental health awareness. As an actress, Keisha Shantae had a recurring guest star on TV series Blood and Treasure, Jan, and Private Eyes. In 2022, Shantae launched the luxury hair care brand called Care, K-H-A-I-R. Keisha hails from Ottawa, and in 2002, at the age of 13, Sony Music Canada signed Keisha Shantae to a long-term record contract to release her music in Canada. In early 2003, she released Shook, The Answer, a response track to Sean Desmond's song Shook, which won an Urban Music Award for Best Pop R&B Single. The follow-up, Unpredictable, went number 3 on radio charts, and her first video hit number 1 on YTV and the top 10 on Much Music. So much more to talk about Keisha Shantae, Canadian legend. We're going to welcome our guest today from the podcast called Everything 90s. This is Shalina. Shalina, thank you so much for coming to Dope Nostalgia. I want to tell all our listeners about your podcast. It's called Everything 90s Podcast. How long have you been doing it now?
So I just celebrated 3-year anniversary in November that just passed. Mm-hmm. So it's been a great journey so far, and looking forward to more years.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's great. When you hit that milestone, like, a lot of podcasts don't make it that long. You know, people give up really quickly.
It's true. I know of a few podcasts, maybe like 3 or 4 that I've became friends with during that journey, and they no longer have their podcast running for mm-hmm. different reasons. But yeah, I'm like, okay, I made it to 3. Let's do 3 more. 3 more.
And at this point, do you feel like there's just so much more to do and there's that excitement to grow?
I think so. Yeah. There's always, especially with the 90s, there's always something to talk about. Mm-hmm. I don't have that fear of running out of like topics.
That's what happens when you don't pick something that's too niche, you know, mm-hmm. like you've got so much to work with.
Exactly.
Now, for an episode that you'd recommend of your show for a first time listener, which one would you recommend to start with?
That's a good one. So many. Okay. I would say, is it okay if I give 3?
Of course.
Like,
yeah.
3. Okay. My Destiny's Child Deep Dive. I think that was my first deep dive. That was a lot of fun doing. My Spice Girls episode, my guess for that one was Elle. And then any of my 90s versus 2000s series. That's a popular series on my podcast.
That's interesting. I didn't know about that.
Yeah, so I started it 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. And basically I have different guests come on. They represent, so I have a guest that represents 90s and a guest that represents 2000s, and then there's a topic, and they have like a little battle to determine which decade gave us the best in that category. So some of the categories that I've done music collabs, TV show theme songs, TV dramas. This year I did reggae music, video games. I've done rom-coms, so it's a lot of fun.
Very cool.
Thank you.
That's something I would want to do. I've been thinking about doing like something like that with boy bands.
Oh,
Getting
yeah.
someone to represent like NSYNC and then someone to represent Backstreet or like
Ooh,
and
that'd be a
duos.
fun one.
I think
That's a
that would
good
be really
idea.
fun. Speaking of Spice Girls, I don't know if you can see this, but this is a hair
Oh, little
scrunchie.
scrunchie. Oh, cute.
But
Nice.
from far away, it looks like you're just wearing flowers in it, but it's actually
Yeah.
the Spice Girls from.
I like. Oh, yeah.
My favorite. It's my favorite. So yeah, because I remember like when we first started this show, I think back to like the first five episodes, and you know, you're green at it, you're new. I feel like I don't want people to listen to the first episode first. Because I don't want them to think that that's a proper reflection of where the show's at now. Does
Right.
that make sense? And
Yeah.
how much it's
My
grown.
first episode was a lot of fun, but the audio quality is not the greatest.
Because you're just starting out and figuring out
Yeah.
things, right?
But it's still fun. It was fun.
Well, I saw on your episode list too, there's an episode about YTV. Is that correct?
Yes, that's one of the earlier ones as well. I don't think the audio is good on that one either, but
But then I'm like, even from our discussions, I'm like, are we both Canadian?
yes.
Cool.
Yes,
Okay, so
yes.
where in Canada are you from?
Ontario, Brampton.
Brampton,
I'm no
Ontario.
longer in Brampton, but I moved since then. But do
This
you
might
live
have
near?
a lot to do with our topic today, Brampton.
Oh, yeah.
But no, I live in Edmonton.
Oh, okay.
I'm across the country
Nice.
from you.
Nice.
Yeah, so
In the
that's pretty cool.
West.
So now we got two 90s podcasts from Canada, you guys. That means like
Hey, represent.
we're gonna have a lot of the same information, like the same things that we went through because of that, like especially with the TV shows we watched. For instance, Much Music, right? That's
I
where I got
saw that.
a
I
lot of
saw
stuff.
your sweater there. Nice.
Did you hear about the Much Music documentary that came out?
Did it come out already?
It's supposed to be on Brave or Brave. What's that? Crave. Crave TV. It's
Crave.
supposed to be on Crave eventually. I think they ran late getting it out, but I went to go see the documentary when they went from city to city with like Rick the Temp and everybody.
How is
So
that?
it's so good. You gotta get to see it. You'll love it.
Yeah, I'll keep my eye. I heard about it, the tour, like the city tour, but I'll have to catch it on streaming.
So hopefully it's out by now. It's called 299 Queen Street West. So we did like a few episodes about it already on the show. So yeah, it's really
Nice.
exciting. So one of the episodes I listened to of your podcast was Deep Cuts Backstreet Boys.
Oh, that was a lot of fun. That's another one I would recommend as a for a first time listener.
Oh yeah, I really like that. And and you can sing.
Thank you.
I
Thank you.
liked hearing your little parts there where you were like singing it out. I'm like, she's good. She's good.
Like singing. Thank you. Sometimes it pops out on episodes.
So I'll make sure that we put all the social media where we can find your podcast. And let's get into our artists that we want to talk about today. What made you decide to pick Keisha Shante?
So, out of your list, you had a really great list, a lot of artists on there. But when I saw her, I'm like, wow, I wouldn't expect anyone to put her on their list because she's no shade to her. But if you look at other artists, she's not that popular in comparison. But I adored her in like late middle school, early high school. And she's from my hometown. So I'm like, gotta. Anyone from my hometown, like Alessia Cara, love. I support her music, love her music. Anyone that's, yeah, from Brampton or from Canada, I'm there supporting,
Or
giving flowers.
It was true. And I was thinking about it too. I was doing some research yesterday, obviously getting ready for today. And I realized, wait, she kind of didn't really happen in the 90s. I'm sure she was preparing her career to happen in the 90s, but she was still a baby. So yes. I'm just, because she was born in 1988, and I was like, oh well, that's fine. It's early. It's this podcast sometimes bleeds over the edges. We can do an early 2000s episode. Why not? Why not? Because she's worth it.
Yes. Yes.
How did you discover her?
I'm thinking of maybe I was in grade 6, and I remember her music video for, I think, Unpredictable. Mm. A kid that went to my middle school was in that music video. And the buzz around school, and I'm like, oh, okay. So that's the first introduction I had to her music. And then I would say grade 8, when she came out with her first album, that's when I became a big fan of her music. I have memories of, like, my best friend at the time and I, after school, we would call each other on the phone, put each other on speaker, and then I would play Keisha's album in my CD player, and then we would just sing along.
Oh, really?
To it. Looking back, I'm like, this is weird. But
we used to do weird stuff when we were kids. That's funny.
Yeah. So a lot of Keisha Shanti karaoke over the phone.
Yeah, and you were saying she's not one of the more famous people that were on the list, but I think she impacted Canada pretty hard. And actually, I think that she's kind of more well known now for doing television.
Yes. Yes, especially with the Americans, because she was the co-host of 106 in Park with Bow Wow. And I remember one time on Instagram, I was doing a music challenge and I had put her song on my story for one of the prompts. And then one of my American followers are like, oh, I didn't know she was a singer. I just know her as a co-host of 106 in Park. I'm like, yep, before that, she had albums. She was a singer first. Yeah.
There's something about her songs, especially her first album, that I just, they're such good bops. Like Bad Boy, I think, is what I remember being the first song I heard by her. And I can't not move when I hear that tune.
Yeah.
It is strong. It's just so, so good. And Unpredictable still gets radio play, at least out here still.
Does it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we still hear it from time to time. So it's true. I think that name, Keisha Shanti, I think is still quite well known, at least with people who enjoy popular music in Canada. So, yeah. And I was looking through the list on the Wikipedia of her singles. And I'm like, I'm not sure if I've heard all of them. And then I'm like, okay, I think I've heard the majority of them once I played them a clip for myself on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Which one do you think is the most well-known one?
I think Bad Boy is probably Bad Boy, Does He Love Me? Because that one had Foxy Brown on it.
Yeah.
That was a big deal when that came out. Like, oh, she got Foxy Brown.
Yeah.
On that. I remember that music video. And then I think Shook was a popular one because Sean Desmond before had his song,
mm-hmm.
Hooked.
It was called Shook as well.
It was called Shook as well?
Yep.
Okay. So I was a big Sean, I was almost said Mendez. Wrong Sean.
It's too Desmond.
Desmond. I was a big fan of him in middle school. And then when I heard Keisha Shante's version, I'm like, oh, it's like a response. It's like the same. Mm-hmm. So
I like hers better.
Yes,
I like her Shook the Answer better. Like the backing music and stuff, the sample, so good.
Yes. I forget the name of the rapper who she samples.
That song gets sampled a lot.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of it.
Yeah, because I know Mariah Carey sampled him as well.
Okay, you heard the song earlier when I was doing the Wikipedia moment. It's called Shook Ones Part 2 by Mobb Deep. It's been used in songs like The Roof by Mariah Carey and Don't Run by Jordan Knight, as well as many other times. That same part, that same song.
Yeah.
So did Jordan Knight from New Kids on the Block sampled it as well.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice. So I'm a huge New Kids freak if you haven't seen my Instagram.
I have seen your Instagram.
I find a way to kind of insert them into every conversation. So sorry about that.
No worries. Love that.
But yeah. Does He Love Me? It was cool. One thing I noticed about her is she got famous fast. She broke fast and she got a lot of great opportunities. I feel like her career was like getting struck by lightning. How lucky she was with how things went. And immediately getting U.S. exposure and like Americans knowing her songs and collaborating with her. I feel like she was really blessed. She obviously has the talent and the skills and everything. She's a perfect pop star and R&B star. But it was amazing how that happened for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But at the time, I guess I didn't really pay attention to that much. Like it was because I was younger and it was just like me and my CD kind of thing. Like I didn't really know much about her accolades and sales and stuff, but that tracks what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any specific memories other than the phone calls?
I've met her before.
Yeah.
In person. Yeah. It was at Wonderland, Canada's Wonderland in Vaughan. And it was me, my sister, and my best friend at the time. We met her. So my parents worked at Bell Mobility and they were having like a little event going on. And she was part of that somehow. I don't remember the details, but she was like meeting people. And another memory I have on her second album, her single Been Gone.
Mm-hmm.
That was recorded in a high school, Fletcher's Meadow, I believe. That was also in Brampton. And I remember that being a big deal. Like the kids that went to that school, she's like, oh my gosh, she did her music video here. I think she went there as a student.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, it doesn't say anything really about like in her early life. Her Wikipedia is pretty decent size, but it doesn't really talk about her personal stuff and her beginnings too much. So born and raised in Ottawa and eventually ended up moving to Brampton, correct?
Oh, I didn't know she was born in Ottawa.
Yeah.
Oh, snap. Okay.
Yeah, but then she became a Bramptonite. Brampton? Is that what would you say, a Bramptonite?
Not really.
What do you say?
Just from Brampton.
I'm just from Brampton. We say Edmontonian, so.
Oh, I've heard of that, yes. Edmontonians, yes.
Yes. Okay, well, then I made that up. Oops.
No, I've heard people say it, but it's not like people from Brampton. We don't say that. But
that's anybody else, just not people from Brampton.
Yeah, not really. Mm. At least not in my generation.
No. It was revealed that she was apparently Drake's first girlfriend, Kiki.
Okay, so I remember when Drake came out with one of his first songs, it was like rumored that it was about her. I do remember mm-hmm. hearing that. I don't know if it's true or not.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, yeah. Hold on. Where is it? Okay, his song. So Shantae was rapper Drake's first girlfriend and first love, often cited as his muse. Now, they put that in Wikipedia like it's fact instead of, we don't know, but they did. They dated in Toronto during their teen years. They've collaborated musically and have continued to date off and on. That I'm not sure about.
Hmm.
That I'm not sure about. But Drake has written multiple songs about Keisha Shantae, most famously the song In My Feelings, where he calls her Kiki.
Kiki.
And including songs like Wu-Tang Forever, You With Me, off the album Views. The song with Madonna from his mixtape, If You're Reading This, It's Too Late. And a song called Wait For You. He's got a lot of songs about her. That's Dang. A lot.
That is.
So Drake has confirmed those songs were who or about that her? Kiki. Yeah, and that Kiki is who he called her on the songs. Drake also discussed their relationship while featured on her song Fallen. He raps the line, Keisha, Keisha, do you remember the old us? You just hold it down for your boy until the plaques arrive. That's why I love you.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know what that line means. What does it mean until the plaques arrive? Does that mean until like you get the fame? Till you get the accolade?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Plaques, yeah.
Maybe that means like she was there for him before things got big. That's why I love you.
Mm.
Okay. So, and he also speaks of her in the second verse of his song, Deceiving, referencing her mother, Tessa. Wow. So he says, what's up? What up, Tessa? I love you like my own mama, and your daughter's getting grown, mama. And me, I'm just here working, waiting, patient for her to be ready to love and leave alone drama.
Interesting. Wow. This is new to me. So funny.
Yep.
Okay, yep. Drake. Definitely, yep. Kiki definitely got you in your feelings.
Oh, yeah. I just watched an interview last night that she did where they bring up the Drake relationship. But she does definitely, they call him Aubrey when they refer to him as Aubrey. Obviously, this is, makes sense. They've been knowing each other for so many years because I think they got together around the Degrassi time when he was on there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was something like that. But he, so recently, even as recently as 2022, she performed at the OVO Fest in Toronto. Did you know about that?
Yes. Concert? Yes.
Did you go?
I didn't go, no. But I know she was there. That's when he brought on stage like every Canadian legend, musical legend, almost. Not every,
like all
but
the rappers?
A lot of them. Yeah, and he brought Nelly. I think that's when Nelly came, made a public appearance for like the first time in a long time. Is that the same one? I feel like that's the same one.
And so did he have like Maestro and like Shaw Claire? And
I think so.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, I just remember seeing a clip of that. I'm like, oh, that would have been so much fun to go.
I like that he still holds so much respect and regard for the Canadian heroes that paved the way for him. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah.
Just because he's like this international superstar, he's still like, you know.
Knows where he comes from.
Exactly.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Yeah. Hey, friends.
kind of miss getting those messages on my answering machine like we used to back in the day. What I'd really love is to hear from you, the listeners of Dope Nostalgia. This is your chance to be on the show, giving feedback, telling us what you love, what you hate, and who you'd like to see more of. Call us at our new toll-free number, 1-888-741-9192. Leave us some feedback. Your message could be played on the show. So give us a call, 1-888-741-9192. Toll-free.
Hey Dope Nostalgia listeners, my name is Shalina. I'm the host of Everything 90s Podcast. This is a show dedicated to folks who grew up in the 1990s, and in each episode, I take listeners on a nostalgic trip down 90s memory lane as I reminisce about the highs of that decade. Topics include TV shows, movies, toys, music, and every year I also do a special series called 90s versus 2000s. This is where people come on to battle it out and represent the two decades for a given category, and then the listeners vote on which decade they think won that category. So if this is a show that you are interested in checking out, it's available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and you could also connect with me on Instagram at Everything90sPodcast. Thank you so much for listening and looking forward to connecting with you. Talking about Oval Fest, and so Drake introduced Shantae to the world, saying, "This next person coming to the stage, I used to get into my mom's car."
What?
I used to get into my mom's car. I used to drive all the way to the West for this Donna right here. You feel me? So I have to personally introduce her. This is my first girlfriend I ever had in my life coming to the stage. A real legend, somebody I love with all my heart. Make some noise for Keisha Shantae.
What an intro. Okay. That's sweet. I like that.
she's so cool. Like I'd love to be friends with her. I liked watching her on her interview because she just seems like she's fun. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't put up with any crap.
Yeah. She's now on Entertainment Tonight, Canada.
Yes,
still doing that. Okay. And she was the co-host of the Legacy Awards this year, which was cool.
Nice.
Yeah,
she does a lot of she has a lot of opportunities in America too, so that's been really exciting, especially 106 and Park. That was a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Oh my, I remember my friends and I were just like, oh my gosh, she made it. Like, the Americans know her. She's on BET. Wow. Like, even though she wasn't as a singer, she was the host, but still.
Mm-hmm. Big deal.
Yeah. And I do think one time, one of her music videos before she was the host, what ended up on 106 and Park. I think it
That's
was
cool.
For To You on her off of her second album.
Great song, too. It's a big deal for us. And there's something that our American listeners I don't know if you guys get the same feelings about your stars as we do in Canada. Because when we see our homegrown stars break it into another country, we are so happy and excited about it. Like, yes, they're Canadian. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. We do. We feel like they're a part of us in some way. So it's really exciting to when those kinds of things happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Go ahead.
I was going to say, not to take the shine away from Keisha, but when Alessia Cara won a Grammy, I was like, yes. Put Brampton on the map. Like,
You did it.
Wow. I was so happy for her.
Did you hear about the beef she had with Bow Wow?
A little bit. Keisha, right?
Yeah, Keisha. Sorry.
A little bit. What? Give me the details on that.
Okay, so I guess it started when he had offered her to be in his video for the song Shorty. What is it called again? Hold on.
Shorty Like Mine?
Shorty Like Mine. Bow Wow song featuring Chris Brown. This is back when they were all super young still. So Shorty Like Mine, she got offered the spot to be one of the love interest in the video for Bow Wow. So I guess she shows up to do the filming and has her replaced with somebody else. Reverend Run's daughter, Simmons. I forgot her name.
I don't know.
Has her replaced. And so I guess Chris Brown was like, no, you're still going to be in the video. You're going to be like my love interest in the video instead. So she's still in the video and as Chris Brown's girl.
Is she really? I feel like I would have picked up on that. I do not have memory of that.
Oh, she's in it. Go watch the video. It's a good video. And it's really reminiscent of like the MySpace era. Because of like it was like brand new technology kind of thing that had just kind of come out with them on their computers. And like, it was they were like online dating kind of thing. It was like the very infancy of it. So it's a really cool looking video. But then so she gets the gig with Bow Wow. And I don't think he was very happy about that either. When it was announced that she was going to be his co-host, he wasn't really having it until Drake came on and said like, "This is my girl," kind of thing, like, and represented for her. Then all of a sudden, Bow Wow was fine with her.
Tisk tisk. I was a huge Bow Wow fan back in the day. I did not realize she was in the music video.
I just don't understand what his problem
was. That sucks that he did that to her. But I'm glad, she still was able, like, she didn't waste her time going all the way over there. But
no, she's way too cool.
You see how karma works? You got to be careful to who, how you treat others. Because in this case, they became coworkers.
Exactly.
Tisk tisk.
One word I'd use to describe her is very respectful. I find that she's very respectful to others.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And one thing that I noticed about her too, and I thought it was just me until I read online, is that she has kind of a resemblance and a reminding to me of Aaliyah.
Yes.
Do you find that too? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I remember even back in the day, like, some people would say like, "Oh, she's Canada's Aaliyah," R&B princess, Canada's R&B princess. And Aaliyah was coined as like R&B princess as well in the 90s. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely could see that with just like the mannerisms, and with her first album, like, their sounds are different, but I could see like the resemblance kind of with their styles.
Their sounds are only, I think, well, their sounds are different too, because Timbaland was the sound behind Aaliyah.
Yeah.
Whereas Keisha hadn't worked with him, but it was actually him and Missy Elliott that were mentioned it to her on 106 in Park, that they thought that she resembled.
Oh, okay.
Aaliyah. And that's a big thing coming from them.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
But one of the reasons, too, that she's so respectful is Keisha was set to play Aaliyah in a biopic film. But she went to Aaliyah's mother to kind of get permission, see how she felt about it. And she was, Aaliyah's mother didn't want the film being made. So then she backed, so Keisha backed out of it because she, out of respect.
Is this the one that was made by Wendy Williams?
I'm not that, sure.
Like, no one rates, no one like
that. See, I'm not sure because I've never heard of it because it was probably a bomb.
Yeah, it didn't do well. And Wendy couldn't get any of her songs. So it's like all like no name songs in the biopic because no one, she still went forward to make this, but no one gave her her blessing. Like not the family, not Missy, not Timbaland, not no one.
What would make you want to do that if nobody wants to support it? Like,
is she stubborn? I don't know.
That just makes you look bad, I think. Like,
oh yeah, it's
she's obviously an Aaliyah fan hardcore to keep pushing to make it, but it's like, girl, just go and listen to her albums and stuff. Don't you don't have to like piss off everyone that ever she ever knew.
Yeah. So I'm wondering if it's that, if that's the movie.
That'd be interesting.
I wonder.
Well, Keisha Shante made the right choice and steered clear of that.
Yes. Good job, Keisha.
Proud of you. So I pretty much touched on all of the things that I know about her that I was going to bring up. What else you got?
To be honest, that's pretty much it. Like after, I would say her second album, I didn't really follow her as much. Mm-hmm. Not like intentionally, I didn't say like one day I'm going to stop listening to music, but just over time, music tastes change.
Yeah.
In preparing for this episode, I did listen to her last two albums and very different compared to her first two. Like her first two is very R&B mm-hmm. and then her more recent ones is more like dance pop, I would say. It's still nice, really? But very different. Still sounds great. But yeah, my connection and knowledge of Keisha is based from her first, mainly from her first album. Like that's that album has a close, it's close to my heart.
Which only makes sense, especially when we're talking about the era that we do talk about.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I would say that first album is one of my favorite Canadian R&B albums that I've ever had. I highly recommend it to anyone who hasn't heard it yet.
Yeah, a lot of great bangers on there. I'm trying to pull up the track list just to give some recommendations. I can't think off the top of my head, but I see the track list. Spinning. Mm-hmm. That one's nice. That one, Sean Desmond wrote. He's a writer on that one.
Wow.
Yeah. Little Things. It's like a slower song towards the end. That's a nice song. I had a funny, like, what do I call it? Not epiphany. Maybe epiphany. But so a couple of weeks ago, I was listening to the album because I haven't listened to it since I was like really, really young. Mm-hmm. And I was listening to Bad Boy and like, before I thought the song was about her boyfriend who like changed up on her and became bad. Mm-hmm. But it's actually the opposite. So her boyfriend at first was a bad boy, but then he became like quote unquote soft and mm-hmm. she didn't like that. So I'm like, oh, I didn't know that was a narrative this whole time.
Especially for someone so young who didn't have any relationship experience at that age. Like,
yeah.
I find that I'm always attracted to the bad boy. I'm always attracted to the guy who, like, that fine line, they ride that fine line between confidence and being an asshole. Where it's like you're attracted to the confidence, but then you end up falling for assholes, bad boys. Yeah. But bad boys don't have to be assholes. Not at all.
True. That is true. That's right.
That's my take on it anyway. But the thing is, to wrap it up, basically, Keisha Shante, not only a huge R&B star here in Canada, but yeah, she definitely made a lot of inroads in the U.S. So all of our American listeners out there who are aware of her and have seen her on, 106 in Park or heard her music, we'd love to invite you to share your favorite Keisha Shante songs and memories. So,
yes.
Yeah. Anything you want to add, Shalina, before we wrap the episode up?
Sure. Maybe some of her awards.
Sure.
That she won. Just go back to my notes here. So she won a lot of Junos.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if you're American. Do Americans know about the Junos?
I try to educate them about the Junos.
Okay.
I just call them the Canadian Grammys.
Okay. Yes. So she won for her single Shook. For best R&B single, best new artist in 2004, best for music video for Bad Boy, she won that one.
Mm-hmm.
I think 2005 she won for R&B Soul Recording of the Year. And then her most recent one was 2022 for Canadian Screen Award for Best TV Show Host for ET Canada.
She oh, very cool. One.
Yeah.
I watched her do an interview with somebody and she seems very at ease doing interviews. And I think she sets the person she's speaking with at ease too. I can see why she's a natural at it.
Yeah.
Like she talks to them like they're like longtime old friends kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah. Keisha Shante, we'd love to have you on Dope Nostalgia.
Oh, that'd be great. Yes.
Flip the script and I'll try to interview you. But yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd be great. Tag her like crazy.
I will. But you picked a great topic today. I really enjoyed learning more about her and having a chat with you.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you for having me. And thank you for allowing me to come on here and chat about her. And a lot of great memories came to mind. So it's nice. After this, I'm going to play her album again.
I love that. I just added a bunch of her tracks to my Spotify after doing my research. I'm like, oh, yay. Why didn't I have these in here already?
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Social media, yeah, we've got it. Send us an email, dopenostalgiapodcast@gmail.com. Twitter, Nostalgia Dope. Or on Insta, dope_nostalgia.
This podcast is licensed by SoCan because we believe that artists should be paid for their work.